All right, let's make a proper old-school DNB rewind moment in Ableton Live 12, beginner style, pirate radio energy and all. This is one of those classic DJ tools that instantly tells the listener, yo, that was the moment. The tune drops, the groove lands, the crowd hears that wait, and then the selector pulls it back for one more reload. In a track, that same idea can make your arrangement feel alive, like it was built for a set. Not just for streaming. What we're building here is a short rewind section inside your DNB arrangement. Nothing overcomplicated, just a strong drop, a sharp stop, a bit of backspin style drama, and then a reload that hits even harder than the first time. If you get this right, your track will feel way more performance ready. First, choose the exact spot where the rewind is going to happen. The best place is after the listener has already had a proper payoff, so think 8 bars after the drop, or 16 bars after the drop, or right after a strong call and response between drums and bass. You want the listener to feel the groove first. If you rewind too early, it feels random. If you wait too long, the tension disappears. A really solid beginner layout is something like this. Intro, build, drop, rewind moment, then reload. Keep the rewind section short. We're talking 1 to 2 bars, maybe a little more if you really need it, but shorter is usually better in DNB. You want it to feel like a quick, exciting interruption. Not a breakdown. Before you add any rewind trickery, build a drop that actually works. This matters more than people think. The rewind only feels powerful if the original groove has authority. So make sure your drums are solid, your bass is hitting properly, and your arrangement has enough energy to justify the reload. Use a kick, snare, break layer, and some ghost hits. Add your bass, whether that's a sub plus mid bass combo or a restyle line. Maybe leave in a little atmosphere too, like vinyl noise or a reverb tail. In Ableton, keep things organized. A drum rack is great for your drums, and simpler or wavy-able can handle bass if you're building your own sounds. EQ8 helps you keep the low end clean, and utility is perfect for keeping the bass centered and under control. A good beginner rule is this: the kick and sub should not be fighting for space. Keep the sub mono. Don't let the low end get messy, and leave some headroom, because the rewind FX is about to add extra movement and peaks. If the drop is weak, the rewind won't save it. The rewind is not the main character. The drop is. Now create a dedicated rewind return or audio track. This is your little FX zone. It keeps the effect organized and makes it easier to control. On this track, load up some stock Ableton devices. Utility for gain control, reverb for space, echo for a dubby tail, auto filter for movement, and maybe saturator if you want a bit of grit. A simple starting point would be reverb, with a moderate decay and a small amount of dry slash wet, echo at a musical division like eighths or quarters, auto filter set as a low pass with a bit of resonance, and saturator with just enough drive to give it character. You're not trying to drown the track, you're trying to give the rewind a personality. Now comes the dramatic stop. This is the heart of the rewind moment. Automate the main drums and bass so they cut out sharply. You can pull the volume down over a quarter beat, a half beat, or one beat at most. Keep it tight. A rewind should feel like somebody grabbed the record or slammed the fader, not like the song slowly got tired. One easy method is to automate utility gain on the bass group from 0 dB down to silence very quickly. Do the same kind of move on the drum group if needed. At the same time, you can let a little reverb or echo hang over the edge, so the transition doesn't feel dead. An auto filter sweep down can also help create that sucking, pulled back feeling. Think of it like this. The groove is full, then suddenly it gets yanked backward. Clean, sharp, intentional. Next, design the rewind sound itself. A really convincing rewind often uses short reversed audio snippets. You don't need anything fancy. Duplicate a snare hit, a break slice, a rim shot, a vocal shout, or even a cymbal tail. Reverse it in the clip and place it just before or just after the stop. Then let it lead into the silence and reload. Good DNB choices here are a snare flam, a break slice, a vocal rewind tag, a quick sub drop, or a ride cymbal tail. Keep it short. That's the big beginner mistake to avoid, making the rewind too long. In DNB, the rewind is a punchy punctuation mark. It's not a cinematic trailer. A simple formula that works well is reversed snare, quick silence, then the drop returns on the next downbeat. That alone can already feel very authentic if the timing is right. If you want it to feel more like a real DJ move, shape the rewind like a live selector action. That means you can add a subtle pitch dip if you're working with a sampled phrase. You can also use beat repeat lightly on a drum return to make a tiny stutter before the stop. Vinyl distortion is great for a bit of grime, and Redux can give it a rough lo-fi edge if needed. Saturator can thicken the hit before the cut. For beat repeat, keep it subtle. Try a short interval, a small grid, and a modest chance setting. Use it for just the last half bar before the stop, not all the way through the section. The goal is a quick tease, not a permanent glitch effect. Now for the reload. This is super important. The reload should not just copy the first drop. It should feel like a stronger second entrance. Maybe the bass comes back first and the drums follow. Maybe you add a new hi-hat pattern. Maybe the second snare layer is different. Maybe the filter opens a little more, or the bass rhythm changes slightly. In an old-school jungle or rollers context, this could mean a more active break edit or a sharper drum top. In a darker DNB tune, it might mean a cleaner sub hit and a more focused bass movement. Whatever style you're in, give the reload a small upgrade so the listener feels the return is something new, and make sure the reload lands on a strong downbeat. That physical restart is part of the magic. Let's talk mix control, because rewind moments can get messy fast. Your stacking stop automation, reverse audio, echoes, reverbs, and impact hits all in a short space, so it's easy to lose clarity. Keep the low end separate from the FX. High pass the rewind effects if they're crowding the sub range. Use EQ8 to clean up any muddy low mids, and if the top end gets harsh, tame the 2 to 5kHz area a little. A good beginner mindset is this: the rewind is mostly mid and high frequency drama. Let the bass stay clean and controlled. Let the effects tell the story. And always check the master for any surprise peaks when the drop snaps back in. Also, use arrangement space like a Reval DJ would. Pirate radio rewinds are all about breathing room and reaction, so don't clutter the bars around the moment. Leave a little silence before the rewind. Don't overfill the bars right after it. Let the reload breathe for a beat or two. If you want to throw in a vocal tag like rewind, keep it short and rhythmic. That empty space is what makes the moment feel huge. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is leave a gap and let the listener feel that anticipation. If you want even more control, print the rewind to audio, freeze and flatten the FX return, or resample the rewind into a new audio track. That way you can trim the timing exactly and make the silence, stop, and reverse motion really precise. It also saves CPU, which is always nice in Ableton if your session is getting heavy. Here's the big picture to remember: a rewind moment is not just an effect. It's a performance edit. It's a decision. It says, this part matters enough to pull it back and run it again. A few common mistakes to avoid: making the rewind too long, letting the low end smear, stacking too many FX at once, using a weak drop before the rewind, or making the reload sound exactly like the first drop. If the whole thing starts to feel like a breakdown, you've gone too far. If it feels like a clean, hype reload, you're in the right zone. For a darker, heavier DNB vibe, keep the rewind gritty and controlled. Use a short reversed break, a bit of saturator or vinyl distortion, and maybe a tiny pitch fall before the stop. Let the sub vanish, then bring it back hard. That contrast can hit way harder than a flashy effect ever could. Here's a great little practice challenge: build 3 versions of the same rewind from 1 8-bar loop. Make one version clean and minimal with just volume and silence. Make one version dirty and pirate radio styled with reverse audio and a little saturation. Then make one version where the reload comes back with a different drum top or bass rhythm. Keep each one under 2 bars. That exercise will teach you a lot about timing and energy control. So the recipe is simple: strong drop, sharp stop, short reverse cue, and a reload that feels bigger than the first pass. Keep it tight, keep it clean, and keep it hype. That's how you get that classic old-school DNB rewind energy in Ableton Live 12. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter, more punchy voiceover version for recording, or make it sound more like an MC-style pirate radio script.